You have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Do you think they could have at least pretended to play defense? Really? Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. To the strains of the theme from the Old Gray Whistle Test in the background. The song's actually called The Stone Fox Run by a band called Area code 615. That's national. But in any event, for those of you who weren't paying attention, me being one of them, the East only put up 37 in the fourth. That cost them the game. Check this out. 196-173, the West took care of the East. That's like video game stuff. I thought that the NHL All-Star games were ridiculous with their, like, 13-8 scores. But really? They need to do something to make these games, you know, worth the effort to at least try to play defense. I'm serious. Anyway, we'll get over that. God, I love this song. It was a great show, by the way, for those of you who are unaware. BBC Two out of Shepherd's Bush. That's in London. That's where Pete Townsend was from. It's also where supposedly Ab Fab took place. Jennifer Saunders, Joanna Wembley. If you could tell I'm stalling here while I write something down. There we go. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here, 202-456-1414, if you want to drop them a line. Two things. A, they probably have things on their table. You may want to hold off on that. But if you do, they do have caller ID. My personal chauffeur, the great cabbie, is going to be in here in a little bit. And I see we have the intellectual portion of the program with our friend Christian from Galveston County, Tejas, coming up next. We'll take care of him. The rest we make up as we go along. From beautiful San Francisco, California, kids, this is Sports Overnight America.
Know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
They were just mad at me for imposing discipline and calling them stupid.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains."
I love this song.
"There's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night."
Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, where we had the nude parade on Saturday the 13th. And where two people were shot with blow darts in the leg while riding bicycles across the Golden Gate Bridge this weekend. Go figure that one out. They'll brag about it on Twitter or YouTube or Facebook and get caught. But in any event, where, I mean, I know I have a very good friend of mine who lives in Syracuse, New York. And I spoke to them about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon their time. That's East Coast. And it was 21 below zero. It was 75 here in San Francisco today. Yes, I am laughing at you. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. Boys and girls of all ages, it is time for the intellectual portion of the program. And for that, we make our way to Galveston County, Tejas, and we talk with our friend Christian. Christian, welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Happy Single Persons Awareness Day, Jerry Burke.
You know what? Today is my nephew Connie's birthday. He's 12 today. He lives right outside of Harrisburg in a town called Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, where back in the 70s and early 80s, every linebacker ever to play for Penn State came out of. This is a blonde. My mother actually said this about him. He blonde hair, blue eyes, born on Valentine's Day. If that doesn't get him laid someday, nothing will.
Wow. But still, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You know what I did today? I actually bought, little packets of M&Ms and went around to homeless women and ladies who didn't have any chocolate for Valentine's Day and just gave them candy today. They were all happy.
Aww, yeah. That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, I do those sort of things.
I understand that.
So what's on your mind, my friend? If you tell me the All-Star game, I'm going to kick you right in the ass. No, I'm just kidding. What's up?
Okay, first of all, and I'm going to say that All-Star game comment for later because I really have a bone to pick about that crap.
Oh, it was ridiculous. I mean, that was sickening. You know, here's the thing about basketball. You know, when you're showcasing it, you got to remember, showcase, the great shooters, the great guys who go to the hole. But, you know, you can showcase a little defense from time to time. That would be nice.
Okay, but first off,
yeah,
when it comes down to, and I know I was wanting to talk about this with you and Fred Wallen on Friday night and Mark Mancini. Damn it. Anyway,
close.
I was wanting to talk to you about this whole PED thing and Jenry Mejia,
yep,
former reliever for the New York Mets.
Yep, now unemployed.
Yeah, now banned from Major League Baseball. But do you think that this should be a wake-up call, not just to Major League Baseball, but to all the major professional sports leagues in general, that now is the time to focus more on PED awareness?
Well, you know, here's the thing I don't understand. I mean, you know, he got nailed three times inside of a year and a half. That's the one first thing. And second off, I mean, you know, your contracts are guaranteed. You know, even if you're afraid you're going to suck and be out of the league in 2 years, you're still going to have $10 million in the bank. I can't understand for the life of me what the hell he was thinking. I really can't.
Maybe he was thinking about bulking himself up to an early exit.
Yeah, well, he bulked himself into an exit out of Major League Baseball. And I got news for you. I don't think they're going to let him back in anytime soon.
And come to think of it, do you think that the leagues in Japan and Mexico are going to want to sign his ass? Because
you know what? I don't think they will. Actually, I think the Japanese leagues, I think they'll actually honor that.
Yeah.
No, I actually do, because Japan has this, you know, kind of this unwritten, you know, pipeline, you know, contract deal with the players that they want to play Major League Ball, and the Major League teams have to pay their teams a certain amount of cash to be able to sign them. And they don't want to piss off some Major League Baseball by signing somebody who got, you know, banned from their league.
I know. I mean, come to think of it, the MLB and the Nippon Professional Baseball League, they've been having that stuff long past before 1998. And I don't think that Major League – I don't even think that a Nippon Professional Baseball official would want to deal with a guy that got banned from MLB for popping for roids.
No, as I said, they're not going to sign. Well, you know, let's just say that, you know, on the morality of it, you know, let's put that aside for a second. But they're not going to sign them only because they don't want to piss off Major League Baseball, because there's a financial interest for them. That's what, you know, money. It's always about money, Christian.
I understand. And the next best thing for Jenry probably might be to go back to where he's from again, to the Dominican Republic.
Yep.
Yeah,
and play,
maybe that would
and play what? And play what? In winter league ball in the Dominican, it doesn't pay all that much, Chris.
Oh, right.
You know, and let me, you know, unless you're like a big time star and you're down. No, it doesn't pay enough to live on for a year. Yeah, you know? I mean it might, but not, you know, not like well like you would if you were in the big leagues. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. Come to think of it, the next best step for him would be to live in exile.
Just go away and be quiet, and he has the right to petition. I don't know when exactly he's allowed to petition to get back in, but
if he petitions, he's going to lose anyway.
At least initially, they might let him back in eventually, but I they'll let him back in, and he probably will get released anyway because he probably will suck by this point.
Yeah, exactly. Now about the ridiculousness that was the NBA All-Star Game in general. I got to ask, how the hell do you let a team score nearly 200 points?
You don't play any defense. None. Zero.
That's my point.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to the point where it's like, you know, I mean, I don't mind if they ease up just a little bit to try to showcase some people. That's fine. I have no problems with that. But just pretend like you're going to play a little deep. Just a little bit. I don't care if it's just cursory. And pretend like you're going to go and try to like step in front of somebody. But that was embarrassing. It was like the NHL All-Star Games where the, you know, final score is like 14-9. It's embarrassing. It really was.
But if you compare the NBA All-Star Game to, I don't know, the Pro Bowl.
Which is ridiculous. You know, which is stupid. I don't even know why they play that damn thing. But anyway, go ahead.
If you compare that game to the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star Game, which just changed its format to division versus division. I mean, which one do you think is the most embarrassing in all the professional?
Oh, the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl by far.
And it's mostly because of the fact that players coming in there, they don't want to play.
Right, because they're, I mean, can you imagine? And, you know, owners don't want them. Agents don't want them to play. Let's put it this way. Let's just say you're in your second or third year, and you're going to the Pro Bowl, and you have 2 or 3 years left on a contract. You got a nice future ahead of you. And you think the owner or the head coach of your team or your agent wants you in there getting hit for in a meaningless ball game just to be able to go hang out in Hawaii? Hell no.
Come to think of it, they would have a much better chance moving the Pro Bowl to the Super Bowl home city, but then
No. You know, the only thing I remember when I was a kid, and this ended when I was very, very young, they used to have the Super Bowl champs, or maybe the Super Bowl runner-ups, I don't remember, play a bunch of college all-stars in a game. Now, that was cool.
Do you think they should bring that back? Or
I would have no problem with that. I think that was kind of – I think the Bears, when they were in – I guess it was – they won the title in 63. I mean, that year when they played the college all-stars, they got beaten. I think that was the only time that happened. But, yeah, I see something like that I think would be cool.
Right, but seeing a team score damn near 200 points, that's not really all that cool.
No, but you know, but it sells tickets and people watch it because ooh, look at the dunks, ooh, look at you know. But you know, it was embarrassing. If you're a true basketball fan, you were embarrassed by watching that.
Yeah, I mean, come to think of it, I think the All-Star Weekend festivities, which to be honest, more show than anything, they were more entertaining than what happened tonight.
Yep. Hey, Christian, anything else, my friend?
All I got to ask ASK is, do you think that the Rockets should trade Dwight Howard?
Yeah, I want my Celtics to have him.
Oh, God. In my case, not just no, but hell no, because I can see the Rockets trading a few bench guys, but I don't think they're going to trade Dwight Howard, especially seeing the fact that he wants to stay here.
Yeah, you know, Kevin Love evidently is on the market as well, but they're asking a steep price in Cleveland. Hey, Christian, thanks, my friend.
No problem. I'll talk to you
on social media. And you can do that by following us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. You like our Facebook page at Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. New York City.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This thing decodes a digital satellite signal it picks up from outer fucking space.
From their Volume 1 album back, what is it, 84 or 85?
Honey Drippers?
Yeah, Honey Drippers. Robert Plant, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, Nile Rodgers, Paul Schaefer, and I can't remember who else.
Is that 29 Palms on that one?
Sea of Love was on this.
The song of 29 Palms?
I'm not positive.
Because I took a fare to 29 Palms when this song was on.
Oh, see, so there's some.
I'm thinking 84 sounds right.
Serendipity. Yeah, it was 84. Yeah, I think it was 84.
A desert zone flat out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yay. That sounds a lot of fun.
60 miles. Oh, all the Marines have to go there.
This is why I never joined the Marine Corps.
Boy, they're out there.
Yeah, exactly. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Once again, if you had the over in the NBA All-Star game, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I mean, that was embarrassing.
If you bet on any part of the NBA All-Star game, go get help. I'm serious. There's something wrong with you.
What's more degenerate, bet wagering on that or the Pro Bowl?
You can actually bet on the Pro Bowl before the teams are picked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so stupid. That's horrible. They screwed up the football has done everything they can to screw up the sport.
And yet it's the most popular sport out there.
Right. No, well, I mean, they're making people buy billion-dollar stadiums that now are going to sit empty till next, September here? Yep. Santa Clara.
By the way, there was a piece in CBSSports.com. Randy Cross evidently went on Fox Sports talking about, the Niners. It's going to be at least 5 to 10 years before they can rebuild their way back. They're screwed.
Wow, he's giving 5 to 10. I was thinking more, but that's
yeah. Right. He said at least 5 to 10 years.
The thing is you got to break in York, and that it's like having a new owner from scratch.
Trent Baalke and Jed York, they're doing what Daniel Snyder did, and you saw that doesn't work.
But the guy that did it before was Jeb York's dad or whatever.
I know, but Jed York's been there for a while now.
No, but that guy. Okay, so that guy had 10 years of nothing, and then he finally built a team with Harbaugh.
Yeah, Jed York took him to this. He hired Harbaugh, but then
I actually like Singletary in there too.
Oh, he was. I mean, Singletary is a great
player,
ball,
talent,
great
development.
great ball player, great assistant coach, terrible head coach.
No, right, but talent coordinator. Like he knew Vernon Davis, and he picked a lot of those players. Willis. I'm not specifically sure which ones he had his hand in on.
The Niners are screwed.
Yeah.
They're screwed. That. And what's his name? Kaepernick says, he'd like to be released to sign with the Jets or be traded there. And the Jets said, we don't want you. No, they did. I swear to God. They said, we don't want you.
No, somebody said they wanted Kaepernick because he had the right kind of running game. But I can't think of who. Buffalo?
Buffalo or Cleveland? I can't.
One of those guys wants him.
I think he would drive Rex Ryan nuts.
I think he's staying on the Niners.
So God help us all. Yeah. I know. It's funny. You talk about the luster off your pinch sound, going away quick. I mean, he took over for Alex Smith. I mean, you saw them. They were putting murals up to him in the city, and that went away quick.
Yeah. Alex is doing okay on Kansas City.
I was happy when he got traded there. I mean, they sent him to a good team, and he got Andy Reid and everything. I mean, I'm telling you right now, if you ask Jim Harbaugh midway through the 2015 season or 2014 season, would you like to have Alex Smith back? I would bet you anything. If he was being honest, he would say yes.
Yeah, it seemed like Kaepernick the first year, 2 years, he was actually, said, oh, this guy could develop. He could get better. And it just seems like his passing game got worse.
Evidently, his football IQ, what they say is a football IQ,
right,
ain't that high.
What's the guy in the Raiders who's horrible?
DeMarcus Russell.
My God.
Purple drank.
Yeah. Me and Brian went to his first game. It was pretty. He had to beat Denver to help the Chargers or something like that. So Brian was.
I'm trying to think. He might have been the biggest disaster I've ever seen.
Yeah. He had a few running instincts. The thing with Kaepernick is, like, when he runs the ball, he's so tentative and so terrified.
Oh no, he's not. It's just, I think he's just one. You know,
no, he's got to run like Cam Newton does.
Oh, Cam Newton, who's
do a little pounding yourself. Well, you're a big guy.
He was afraid to get hurt. I can't believe he actually said that. It's the Super Bowl. Get hurt. Okay.
Oh, he said that during the Super Bowl. Yeah,
he said that's why he didn't jump on the fumble. He said he was afraid of getting hurt.
Oh, I didn't even realize he did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said he didn't want to get hurt.
Yeah. I enjoyed Seth Meyers' joke about, did you see Coldplay in the first and second half? It was like. And then he showed a picture of Newton.
I despise the Broncos. You know that.
Oh, yeah. AFC, but I love the AFC. That's,
I'm an AFC guy with the Broncos.
Absolutely, Ravens. Right, New England's in there.
But I can't stand John Elway. Right.
Pittsburgh's in there, Cincy.
I cannot stop. Cincinnati.
Yeah, John Elway getting vindication.
Can you imagine?
Horrible.
You know what that's going to be like when they take on Pittsburgh next year, especially in Pittsburgh with Cincinnati?
That
is going to, I mean, half of those guys should be in jail for what they tried to pull off in that playoff game.
You know, the other one, too, is I think Jackman's going to be a key loss. I see good things for Cleveland. Maybe not this first year, but that guy's a great head coach. Raiders should never got rid of him.
No, Jack Del Rio, that was a good choice.
I mean, but Jackman was like the last Raider coach to go 8-8, and they were supposed to go 4-12.
Yeah, but Del Rio's good.
Yeah. Of course. And he's from here, too.
Yeah, he did a great job with Jacksonville. You know?
Absolutely. You know, that's pretty much when he got, an expansion team a few years in.
2 years, second year. He took him to the AFC title game.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and they barely lost to Pittsburgh, I think, the year Pittsburgh won the World Series, Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the next year they took out Denver was the defending Super Bowl champs. And they went to Denver, something like a 22-point underdog, and they beat them.
Yeah. And it was running. I can't think of the quarterback's name on Jacksonville.
Mark Brunell.
That's right.
So what else has been going on with you?
Not much. Just the old cab driver. I'm late today because the Ubers collided over there on California and Samson. Naturally blocked all traffic. When I walked by, there was like two different sets of four people yelling at each other. So that was entertaining. To a cab driver, it's entertaining.
You don't like Uber, do you?
I don't care. They took a lot of cab drivers with them. So, you know, the cab hours I work, I do okay. I've never lived in a cab environment where, like, one owner of a company did not, like, flood the street with too many drivers, whether it's, like, San Diego Yellow or, you know. Not saying these companies are mobbed up or whatever, but some goody comes up and, they, you know what I mean? They have, like, 20 cabs. They don't need 20 cabs, and they just flood the streets with it.
I was reading a story about the Uber of the dog walking world called Wag.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, Wag. It's the Uber of dog walking.
And, you know, they got this big on the freeway back to Silicon Valley on 101 is they got those big pictures of dogs right there on the freeway. It's supposed to be the Wag place.
Well, there's Wag Hotels.
.com, yeah.
Oh, man. I still can't. Honest to God, this All-Star game.
It's all apps. It's so stupid.
This All-Star game thing is still pissing me off.
What, the NBA or?
Yeah, the NBA thing. 196, 173. I mean, pretend to play defense a little bit.
The one thing I did, I didn't hear the score. Thanks for ruining it. I was going to watch it on tape delay. No, I wasn't. But the what was the one? Klay Thompson beat Curry in the 3-point.
Yeah, that actually watched.
That's classic.
I was having a bite to eat and a martini at a place called the Daily Grill over on Gary, and I was watching that. And usually the whole bar, even the people who were tourists were getting into it. It was really cool, actually.
And, you know, Klay Thompson has nothing. He's not the second guy behind Curry. Those guys are tied for first. You know, and Green too. Like, that's what we were talking the other day about San Antonio and the turnovers. Golden State has three guys that are major class ball handlers.
Curry had to work on his turnovers. That was his one bugaboo.
No, sure, but like, what's his name? Draymond Green is your third carrier. Klay Thompson being second. Your third guy is better than most NBA's first.
And it looks like Kevin, this is Golden State's, or they may change themselves to the San Francisco Warriors when they move, they're saying.
I don't buy that.
But I guess if he doesn't stay in OKC, Kevin Durant's first choice would be to come here to the Biggity Biggity.
Who?
Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm. But you know, like, it's like the Warriors, like, we don't really
like they
need
them.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
There aren't enough basketballs. There aren't enough basketballs.
Yeah, I want to go win a few championships before I retire. Yeah. So let's get LeBron. Let's get Kevin Durant.
Well, Kevin Love is actually, they say Kevin Love is on the market with Cleveland, but they're asking, like, the seriously steep price. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, the Warriors, they're standard pat.
The Celtics have a lot to offer. I can see that, but the Celtics are thinking about Dwight Howard. I'd rather have Kevin Love, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but then what would you have to get rid of? Do you have enough high picks for that guy? Or?
Yeah, that's true.
Cleveland wants to get back on the boo-boo they made trading for him. So,
mm-hmm.
How's Irving's doing? Pretty good, right? Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's okay.
Him and the other guy from Kentucky, Towns. Little. Oh, who's that slam dunk guy, too? I forgot he's on that team.
I could care less about that stuff. I really...
No, right, but he's like on Minnesota with those two guys. So you got a pretty formidable lineup right there with those three guys. I don't know. East Coast basketball. Warriors have really made basketball boring for me. I'm so sorry. 20-point leads is like,
I'm kind of distracted because I'm thinking about, before you came in, I was talking to some friend of mine who I've known since we were kids, who lives in Syracuse, New York now. And I talked to them, I guess it was like around between 4 and 5 o'clock their time. On Sunday afternoon, it was 21 below zero.
Oh yeah, no, you.
And I'm sitting there, 74 degrees here, and I was like,
Boston record level -9.
Yeah, well, no, Boston's been colder than that at night. Not during.
No, it might be for the day. Then.
Yeah, but man, that was
the best thing I saw on the news. Is a guy goes out there with boiling hot water and throws it in the air, and it comes down like a comet, like a meteor shower. Unbelievable! No, that's boiling water. You can't even get a regular temperature water to get up there. You need it to be boiling to get the ice show.
1-800-878-7529. 21 below zero.
Was that Buffalo where they had the water main break and it like the whole neighborhood looked like it was?
No, that was Boston.
Oh, that was Boston.
That was Boston. Yeah,
looked like Mr. Freeze from Batman.
That's also the same town that's also the same place that had, no joke, a molasses flood once.
Beautiful.
Yeah, this huge truck of molasses split open and it flooded this entire area. 1-800-878-7529. Along with the great cabbie, my personal chauffeur, Smothers Brothers and George Siegel in the background. This is Sports Overnight America.
It's got a fight over there, but why does it have to be me?
So I wish you well, Sarge. Give him heck. I'm bound for Canada, you know.
And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, boy, I'll be the first to go. But until then, Mr. McNamara.
I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen and always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and a feet off.
Flags up! Now that I have your attention, it's time to address how you call yourself a fan. Tell me, Lieutenant, just how long have you been a fan of your favorite team?
All my life, sir.
And you, Cadet, do you fly a flag of said favorite team?
No, sir.
And you, are you aware that Heartland Flagpoles and Custom Flags has every flag from every team, for every sport, almost, and offers free shipping when you buy online?
I am now, sir.
Good. Then immediately following this commercial, you are to visit HeartlandFlagpoles.com and order a flag today. Do I make myself clear?
Sir, yes, sir.
Dismissed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Entertainment centers all over the Midwest have turned for decades to Moss Distributing of Des Moines. That's right. If it's a coin-operated, swipe card-activated, and it's providing amusement, chances are it's from Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Moss Distributing has the latest in video games, jukeboxes, pool tables, to name just a few. All over the Midwest, businesses turn to Moss Distributing. For the best in sales, service, dependability, and experience, Terry Moss and Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Go Iowa Hawkeyes.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
As for all my despicable, unethical, immoral, treacherous, sleazy conduct, this business is not an ethical arena.
Hell yeah!
Old black magic has me in a spell.
Old black magic that you weave so well.
Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, who were married at the time.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle.
She's still alive, you know, Keeley Smith. She's like, I think she's like 90 now.
Happy Valentine's Day.
There's a great Keeley Smith from, where's she from? Not Virginia Beach. Down in that area in Virginia.
Ooh, voted the most happiest city or something like that.
No, not
nicest good. City in the U.S.
Oh, I can't think of the name of the town. Tidewater, Virginia. That's
no, what. I mean Virginia Beach was called that in the news. Like a
hey, what's up?
There you go. Hey, it's Pat. That's a present.
That's a present? Cheap hot dog.
Valentine's present? Or
I got hot dog buns as a present. Now, don't tell me this is a Valentine's Day.
That's here. It must be love.
Why is it they have 8 hot dogs in a pack, but there's only, not, sorry, there's 12 hot dogs in a pack, but there's only like 11 rolls in a pack?
There's 6 rolls, 8 hot dogs.
Yeah. They always
because they know I'm going to eat 2.
That was one of the
bread.
Biggest disappointments of my life when I guess this was about maybe, God, about 12, 13 years ago. I went back to Agawam, back to my home that I lived in when I was a kid. The hot dog tree I planted didn't grow.
You did enrich the soil. Though.
Yeah, I did. So, I did. I know.
I'll give you that.
I did. I planted a package of Oscar Mayer wieners.
And how old are you with this genius move?
4 or 5, maybe.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, wait. Yeah, 4 or 5.
I remember watching.
But
bunch
I was
of
still in my teens when I was. You know, oh, man, come on.
My big 4-year-old thing was jumping into a swimming pool and going right to the bottom. At 4 years old,
I can see you sinking.
Oh my God! I was like, I gotta get in there.
You look about as buoyant as lead.
You know, I actually swim pretty far out in the ocean. Navy taught me that.
You know, it's funny.
You can swim a mile out.
My dad, who he kayaked, he loved body. He couldn't swim. He could drown in a wading pool, but he loved kayaking and whitewater rafting. I'm like, you're gonna die.
I'm a good body surfer, but I hate regular surfing.
Would you have gone out on the Maverick Pikes this past
week? Oh, hell.
Did you see that? What's his name?
That's crazy stuff.
Garrett McNamara, who's one of the great best big wave surfers in the world. If you get a chance, go on YouTube. They're saying this may be the most incredible wipeout ever videoed. And I saw
that was today?
This past week.
Oh, jeez.
And Garrett McNamara, the wave was about 75 feet high, and he went down from about 60 feet, and he hurt his arm and his shoulder. But this is the most.
Thank God, not hurt.
He got ragdolled down this puppy. This was something. I should.
Was it up in a flip?
No, the wave was still just cresting at the top, and that's when he went down, and he bounced on, and then the thing came crashing down on him. And you have to understand, a cubic meter of water, so basically something the size of your washing machine, weighs a ton. And this was a 75-foot wave that came down on top of him.
No, right. And if you get it at the top of the wave and you drop like a rock and then the wave crashes, dropping 60 feet.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you jump
or
off,
whatever it is.
If you jump from the Golden Gate Bridge, everyone says, well, it's water. Well, you're hitting that water at 75 miles an hour. It's a solid. You go splat.
Right. It's as good as being a piece of metal.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're such a good scientist.
Exactly. Yeah, these helpful tips brought to you by.
Yeah, don't jump off the bridge and don't go surfing at Mavericks. Unless you know what you're doing. I heard the North Shore of Hawaii was pretty rough this year, too. So Brian's really into that. He gets the old good pictures and goes down to his camera and loves it. Santa Cruz has kind of an interesting...
Santa Cruz has... Pacifica has some good waves, too.
Yeah, no, that whole coastline, because it's very inaccessible, you know, just two like for 60 miles, there's only 2 freeway accesses. Accesses?
Two accessible roads.
Right. Well, 2 highways. Yeah, there's back roads, but they're so windy you take forever.
Yeah, plus you may find something that Edmund Kemper put there back in the 70s.
I did notice a fact that came to me when I was in Santa Cruz for the Super Bowl, that I was closer to Levi's Stadium than if I was at, you were in the city. by about 5-6 miles.
Are you serious?
I can't believe it. I thought it was like so funny. We're 45, like 45.6 or something. And Santa Cruz is like 42. So there you go. Santa Cruz is the official Super Bowl city.
Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs, the head coach, brilliant head coach. My opinion, yes. The best head coach ever. Nothing to take away from
Mark Jackson,
the Zen master himself, Phil Jackson. But this is a guy. Phil Jackson inherited like good teams.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, you think
Popovich is just. But anyway, check this out. Okay, starting off the season. Okay, according to Greg Popovich, he calls the Warriors. He's envious of them. He says they're basically unstoppable.
No, they're a team together that it's going to take you years to develop teammates that have that continuity. That's a big thing in basketball. If you've got the same guys year in, year out, they're just getting better.
Popovich told ESPN Radio on Friday, because they're really fun, I'd go to buy a ticket to watch them play.
Yeah.
And when I see them move the ball, I get envious. When I see them shoot uncontested shots more than anybody else in the league, it's inspiring, and I'm envious. It's just great basketball. He's actually enjoying them very much, he says. You try to solve them, but they seem their sense. You can't solve them because it's a particular mix of talent that they have. It's not just Curry that can make the shots. They also have Clay.
Yep.
They have Draymond Green. Basically, he's waving the white towel, saying we got to figure something out here because we can't beat these guys.
Oh, I thought he was agreeing with my professional assessment of the team.
Your professional assessment.
Hey, I got him for three, Pete.
You did.
They lose to the Celtics for going for their four, Pete. So when I predict stuff, I predict stuff. I'm not going to sit there and just, I think the Warriors will win the West, and they'll play San Antonio in the playoffs, and one of them will win. Bet your life on it.
I have somebody who was coming on the show next week texting. How are you feeling, by the way? You sound like death on a soda cracker.
Yeah, I had to hike up from the bus, and I'm already bad heart shape and all that good noise. But the accident, I had to get off the bus.
We'll take a break at 11.
I'm over it.
Because I know you have to work. You have to go play cabbie.
That's right. Go play feed my family, me.
you're the only family.
That's right. Actually, the thing too is that I have to stick to my cab driving because of the city is psychotic. If I get kicked out of my apartment for any reason, there's no return. Where do I go?
You can't stay with me. Well, you could for a little while.
There's a few drag queens I know down there.
And of course, the midget hooker.
Actually, she asked me for $100, and I just thought, if you asked me for $20, I would have gave it to you.
She comes up,
she goes, "Can you loan me $100?" I swear, I was like laughing. I go,
it's amazing the people you run into as you're walking down the street, as they say.
San Francisco.
Exactly. I'm glad we got our city back after all those people. I mean, this town was a nut house during the Super Bowl week here.
They had one of those stupid internet pillow fights today, though, and then they put it on the news like it's an important story. Downtown San Francisco. They put it on the internet, and 1,000 people show up, hit each other with pillows.
Oh, that, yeah. Well,
the
nude
stupid
parade was on Saturday the 13th. That was more impressive.
Thank you, internet. Oh, my life is so wonderful now because of you.
You used to have a flip phone.
Dude, you've had four phones since I've had the same.
Three. I still have my phones.
They're just crapped out on me.
That's all.
My phone's a little sarcastic, but I wouldn't call it flip.
I haven't done an update. I should do one real quick. If you haven't heard, the NBA All-Star game, it was a real defensive struggle. The West 196-173 over the East.
Yay.
Top 25 college hoops. Number 4, Iowa, squeaks by Minnesota, 75-71. Number 8, Michigan State, 88-69 over Indiana.
Mm.
North Carolina, they're ranked number 9, 85-64 over Pitt. Maryland, ranked second. They got lucky, 67-65 over Florida State. And it was number 17, Arizona, 86-78 over the 23rd ranked USC Trojans.
Oh, UCLA must have won then, yeah. That's the game I was watching. So
yes.
I thought you were going to say they came back.
No.
No, UCLA was up by 10, so pretty much put it away.
NHL, Bruins. In a game where evidently both teams forgot to bring their goalies, Detroit 6-5 over Boston at the Joe on the banks of the Detroit River. It was the Rangers 3-1 over Philly at Times Square. San Luis 2-1 over that legendary hockey town Tampa. Buffalo 4-1 over the Colorado Avalanche. And it was Jersey in Newark shutting out the Kings 1-0.
Go Devils.
Local wiffle ball action from Saturday. Yours truly threw a complete game two-hitter. I walked four, though. I did go deep twice. A 6-0 shutout of my 13-year-old neighbor.
How many hit by pitches?
Jennifer Pearsall. She hit me. She She buzzed me with one.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Then I don't have to come down and teach her anything. I taught women's softball, so plunking is one of my best classes.
All right.
So in softball, you got to get that 100-mile-an-hour going for a good
My plunk. Dad, I remember when I was a very little kid, I saw my dad get two hits off Eddie Fainter. Remember King in this court? Guy used to pitch, do all the trick pitching. He used to.
Yeah.
I saw my dad get two hits off him once.
But in what, like a minor league game? Or
no, the fast pitch, you know, the 100-mile-an-hour fast pitch softball thing.
I can do it, but it is, you have to know what's coming.
A more natural way to throw a ball than overhand, you know that?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The people who throw sidearm, that's actually more natural. Throwing a ball, a fastball overhand, is the most unnatural motion that your arm can actually do.
Yeah, and for a softball, 100 miles an hour, ain't that? That's common, more common than not?
No, that's difficult. And it's coming.
So what is top speed like in a professional league? Not one guy, but like what 10 guys would do? 90?
You can see guys get it up until the upper 80s, around 90. Fainter actually used to get up around 107 or 108.
Oh, geez,
from 45 feet, from 60 feet away, too. No, yeah. From 45 feet away. That's softball.
That's psycho fast. You know? If you get the wood on there, it's going, but you got to get the wood on
you
there.
You got to fear for your life.
That's it.
But yeah, I saw my dad go, he got two hits off him. So that was kind of cool. The king in his court, that's what he used to call him, remember?
Yep.
I saw him pitch, God, years
I
later.
That's a memory I haven't thought of in a long time.
What?
The king in his court, the guy. We got to talk about him tomorrow with the Silverman show.
Oh, I wonder if 47 remembers him. I'm sure he does.
Oh, absolutely. We can bet on that if you want.
Considering how I did with the Panthers, my wagering days be over.
Do you know my Super Bowl method? Because to me, it's always a coin toss. Is take the team that's getting the points. Whatever, don't pick a side. You don't know nothing more than anybody else on this planet. So if Team A is playing Team B and Team B is getting 5 points,
right,
which I took with Baltimore over the Niners, my Niners, that was a good one. Was it the New Orleans over the Colts?
Right.
This one, Denver over.
By the way, did you see the new hats that they have?
For who?
You know those winter hats with the fuzzy thing on top?
Oh, yeah.
When we were kids, they had the team on the front. They have now for each Super Bowl with the two old with the retro logos from it. I got to get one of the Super Bowl 5 ones when my Colts beat the Cowboys. I saw it. It's really cool. They have them at lids. I have to get one of those.
But I would like to talk to my fellow man about wearing your hair in a bun. Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a year.
Please stop that.
Please stop. You're not a samurai. You're not a ninja. You know, you're not John Belushi from Saturday Night Live.
I'm serious, man. Please stop it.
We beg of you from San Francisco to the entire East Coast.
I mean, pinky rings,
yeah.
I'm fine with that. Ponytails, cool, whatever. But the bun, oh, my God.
Just because you isolate yourself through the internet, wherever you live, and somebody told you that the bun was a good look, it's not.
It bothers the hell. I don't know why, because I don't care usually.
No, but if it's a girl, it's fine. I'm like, what the hell? You know, I see somebody with a bun, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming something's wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you do know that you can follow us on Twitter. I got back on it at Sports Overnight. You like our Facebook page, which is Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, their corporate headquarters here, 7th and Market. I drive by and honk at them every day, cuss them out a little, the doorman.
Why would you do that?
Because evil corporations are ruining America.
A bunch of kids that are running that place, they don't care.
Oh, that's right. Actually, Twitter, you know, they've had a hard time making money. You know, it's like they provide the service, they do their thing, but you know, where do you put the advertising? Where do you?
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
yeah, where do you put the? You know, they've always had trouble, but I think their popularity is going to keep them rolling.
Or
and somewhere,
if you want to get a hold of me personally, I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of humor. Old Genesis from The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway in the background. We'll do another update here in just a bit. My personal chauffeur, the Great Cabbie, from muggy, warm San Francisco, California. And to those of you in the East Coast, this is Sports Overnight America.
Are you a business?
business owner or an individual who owes the IRS, then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Have you ever experienced loss of consciousness, hallucinations, dizzy spells, convulsive disorders, fainting, or periods of loss of memory?
Well, hasn't everyone?
What was the name of the cab company in Taxi?
Sunshine.
Sunshine Cab Company.
Oh, please, not even hard.
What was Jim Ignatowski's real name on the show? He changed it to Ignatowski. Because he thought it spelled like...
Yeah, he wasn't in the first few episodes.
No, he
though.
Wasn't in the first season. He wasn't.
But the whole season.
He changed
okay.
it to Ignatowski because he thought it meant Star Child backwards or something like that. Caldwell. And he went to Harvard. He came from a very rich family.
Remember that old British actor? He played King Tut in the old Batmans. He was his dad, remember?
Yeah.
He's super like, rich
yeah,
dad. He went to Harvard.
Yeah, he was a heavyset guy. Yeah.
All I know is it was a King Tut or whatever his name is.
Tutankhamun.
Sunshine. That's the old... Yeah, that's my first year as a cabbie was that when that was on. What's the first plot basis on the first episode plot?
How they became cabbies. It was
That guy. He wasn't a regular after the first season, but he kind of like straight head or white guy.
Oh, the kid with the blonde hair.
Yeah, and they said, go ask that girl. Just say, I don't want to do anything.
Right.
Why not cut out the middle and just get married tomorrow?
Right, exactly. Yep.
And the girl says yes.
I mean, Louise Lasser played, what's his name, Judd Hirsch's ex-wife. Alex's ex-wife.
Yeah, I'm suffering through some of these Dear John, which is his next show's reruns.
Yeah, with Jerry Burns. Yep, that show got some critical acclaim. Hey, a quick update: the NBA All-Star Game, the West 196-173 over the East.
Oh yeah,
NHL Detroit 6-5 over Boston, Rangers 3-1 over Philly, San Luis 2-1 over Tampa, Buffalo 4-1 over Colorado, and Jersey 1-0 over the Kings. Top 25 hoops. Okay, what the hell, whatever. Number two, Maryland, 67-65 over Florida State. Iowa, ranked number 4, 75-71 over Minnesota. Michigan State, they're ranked number 8, 88. Ranked 8th, score 88, 69 over Indiana. Number 9, the Tar Heels, 85-64 over Pitt. And number 17, Arizona, 86-78 over the 23rd ranked USC Trojans. There you go.
Nice. Go Iowa.
1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. 202-456-1414. That's the White House, but they're probably a little busy right now. They have, yeah, they have some issues.
Judge. They got to get a judge.
They need elected. To get a judge. Hey, yeah. Call me, guys.
Yeah. Call me.
Oh, God. I can see. They don't make they don't make robes that big.
Oh, boy.
You, yeah. And you would accept bribes.
No, well, of course. Here's the thing. I would take a bribe, but I would never finish the act. Hey. I would just take the money. You're going to be mad at me anyways.
Sports Overnight America.